On a chilly night in January 1997, a 28-year-old lawyer, recently turned entrepreneur named Andrew Weinrich, addressed a small crowd of investors, journalists, and friends at the Puck Building in New York City's Soho District, and tried to explain what online social networking was, why the product he was announcing was the first example, and how the concept would change the world. It was a heavy lift. Weinrich had come up with the concept as his contribution to a weekly meeting of would-be startup founders who got together soon after the first wave of internet companies like Yahoo, Amazon, and eBay appeared. They would try to identify business ideas that were possible for the first time ever because of the net. Weinrich came up with an idea based around the concept of people volunteering information about their interests, their jobs, and their connections. He asked himself, what if I could get everyone to index their relationships in a single place? He called his company 6 Degrees, based on a concept that everyone on the planet was only 6 connections away from anyone else. Weinrich thought it was something Guglielmo Marconi had first stated, but actually it was a Hungarian writer named Frigyes Karinthy. In a short story called Chain Links, the writer assessed this huge shift. Planet Earth has never been as tiny as it is now. It shrunk, relatively speaking, of course, due to the quickening pulse of both physical and verbal communication. This topic has come up before, but we had never framed it quite this way. We never talked about the fact that anyone on Earth, at my or anyone's will, can now learn in just a few minutes what I think or do, and what I want or what I would like to do. Hard to believe he wrote this in 1929. Karinthy's characters in this short piece tried an experiment to see if a chain of connections could connect them to any random human among the then world population of 1.5 billion with only 5 personal introductions, beginning with one's personal network of friends and then proceeding to the next person's introduction. In the story, one of the subjects, a Hungarian intellectual like the author, met the challenge of making the connection to a random riveter at the Ford Motor Company. Karinthy's concept kicked around the social science world for some decades until some researchers in the 1960s and 70s tried to prove it with the limited computer power of their time. In 1967, sociologist Stanley Milgram published a Psychology Today article on what was then called the small world problem. In a study published 2 years later, he and his co-author tried to connect random people in Nebraska with those in Boston and found that the mean number of intermediaries between starters and targets is 5.2. In 1990, the concept would gain wide cultural currency when playwright John Guare used it to illuminate his eponymous play, 6 Degrees of Separation, adapted for film in 1993. Weinrich's implementation, though inspired by the 6 Degrees theory, actually concentrated on 2 or 3 degrees of separation. More often than not, I can meet the people I don't know through those I do know, he told the crowd at the Puck Building. For centuries, people have been using their friends and acquaintances to make such connections, but it had always been hit or miss. Today we hope to change that, he promised, with a free, web-based networking service. He compared it to putting your Rolodex online and connecting to everyone else's Rolodex. If everyone uploads their Rolodex, you should be able to traverse the world, he gushed. On that cold night in January, Weinrich expressed a mission that was astounding to consider, connecting the world in a single network. Imagine for a moment that we had not just you in the database, but every internet user in the world, he asked his audience. Of course, there were only, he guessed, 40 to 60 million internet users at that point. Weinrich assumed, as a matter of course, that connecting the world would be a boon to humanity. Why would it be otherwise? 6 Degrees pioneered several tropes that would be part of virtually all social networking sites. It included the viral before there was viral plan to use email invites to build the network. At the launch event, Weinrich even supplied printed out invites inside envelopes to the attendees that were duplicates of the ones hitting their mailboxes. Then he urged them to open their browsers on computers in an adjoining room and begin submitting the emails of their friends and connections to 6 Degrees. When those people got their invites, they would be asked to confirm that they indeed knew those who suggested them. It was the first time that an online service used such verifications. 6 Degrees was something new and, had it succeeded, would have been the nexus of endless studies and assessments. But it did not succeed. Weinrich's great idea was too early. At the time, most people didn't have email, let alone persistent web connections. And 6 Degrees didn't let you do much besides enter your connections into the giant database. There was no temptation to relieve your boredom on 6 Degrees, no way to stalk an ex-lover, no way to watch a silly cat video. You would query the database of your extended social network when you wanted a connection or recommendation, and leave.